right now on VFN TV. Why do we wait 7 years to come after ISIS in Mosul in the northern parts of Iraq? Why is it happening now? Why did the president of Iraq decide to do that? What is going to happen because of it? What does the leader of the FBI, Comey, say about a great dispersion of radical jihadist terrorists across the United States when this happens? What prophetic significance does this have to happen with America and the world and Israel? And prophetic words, we're going to finish that prophetic journey, what God is saying about the land, including a physical attack on American soil, and much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Here's what the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers, and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of their voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's gonna be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out, warning, warning, red light, warning. People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him?
Got an invitation to come back and the Lord laid on my heart. And that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. He told me about the coming storm. And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And where's Commissioner Barry asked me to come. And I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen.
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. Loss of life is taking place.
Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. But a little bit of what I remember reading had something to do with food was so expensive, people would actually rob food trucks.
These are people in Venezuela seizing food trucks, anything they can get their hands on.
No, even in the midst of great consequences, when they said, we're going to turn you over, we're going to turn you over to Shishak. We're going to turn you over to the king of Egypt. We're going to turn you over to people who want to oppress you. And believe me, they're lined up right now wanting to oppress, you know, America. But, you know, Shishak, our proverbial Shishak, they're all lined up. There's more. It's going to be horrific if we don't turn back to God, but it's going to be great if we do.
If we stay on this road, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be just us morphing into some socialist, type of country. it's going to be, I think, worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany. In dialogue, trying to understand, because I believe what happened there was a dress rehearsal for what the devil's trying to do in the whole world.
If we abandon God, God will abandon us, but not just leave us so we can actually sin more. We'll have tyrannical leadership over us. And right now we're seeing tyrants galore out there ready to move into this place.
I think the way the world is going, the way the U.S. is going, I think there's going to come a time, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, when what I do in a public forum is going to be labeled as a hate crime.
Some disturbing news from Russia. President Vladimir Putin signed a law outlawing evangelism and cracking down on house churches. The laws forbid evangelism outside of churches and other religious sites. That means people can't even share their faith in their homes or even on the internet.
Well, you don't think God could put a tyrant over America? You don't think God could put a tyrant that oppresses the church? What have we been doing? What have we been doing as a church?
The purpose of this subcommittee hearing is to assess the degree to which the administration is willfully turning a blind eye to radical Islamic terrorism and the consequences for the safety and security of the American people.
Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
God is just. You think this last 7 years has been tough? This 8 years have been tough? That's just Jehoiakim. Zedekiah is right on the precipice of coming to pass in this nation.
The Lord says there's going to be a forced conclusion that's coming to the White House. People will lose trust in the voting process.
We're not going to make it through the times that are coming without being his disciples and more, without growing up into our purpose.
Global sanity depends on the willingness of the U.S. to defy odds rather than be defied by the odds.
And that so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act.
This is the year of the wind. This year will be very unusual on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of many nations. You will hear it said, I have never seen anything like this before. There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal any longer. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all the continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Isn't it strange that we waited 7 years? We waited for ISIS to build up and to make Mosul, which is actually modern-day Nineveh in Iraq, its capital, all the crime that was done against humanity and crime that was done around the world. Just, you can name it, all over America and Spain and France and all over the Middle East. And now, right before the elections, a government that reportedly is led by Iran and American leaders in Iraq, the president of Iraq says, let's go into Mosul now. Let's go ahead and end ISIS's rule in Mosul, which is Nineveh. That's happening right now. As a matter of fact, and think about the implications of this. We're going to talk about the prophetic implications of this. But there's a reason why they're doing this. There's a reason why they let everything build up for a while. We took you to 6 days in Iraq. We showed you how ISIS was getting all their money and their support coming over the fuel lines. The Peshmerga have been right on top of that all along, but they haven't been given any permission from the Iraqi government or American government to be able to stop ISIS. And it's like, you know, there's a reason why these timings and what's going on. But first, let's just take a look at what's taking place and the ramifications of it. This is the president of Iraq decided, now we're going to get ISIS out of Mosul. Let's take a look.
The long-awaited offensive against Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, has begun. Iraqi Prime Minister al-Abadi declared that the military campaign on national TV. Thousands of Iraqi troops from the south and Kurdish Peshmerga forces from the north and east have begun to move towards the de facto capital of ISIS in Iraq. One Kurdish official says the military campaign may signal the end of ISIS in Iraq.
Pleased that the military plans are in place in order to start the operation to liberate Mosul. That would be the beginning of the end of ISIL in Mosul, and we hope that this we would be able to end this chapter of ISIS and its history in Iraq militarily.
ISIS captured Mosul in the summer of 2014. That's when ISIS leader Abu al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate and asked for thousands of jihadis around the world to join his caliphate. Now it seems the end of that caliphate could be in sight. Turkish-backed forces also captured from ISIS the symbolic town of Dabiq in Syria within the past few days. ISIS believed an Islamic prophecy predicted they would defeat 80 crusader nations in a great end-of-days battle in Dabiq. Officials are warning the Mosul campaign could take weeks or months to complete, and UN and humanitarian groups are expecting up to 1 million refugees from Mosul. They warn the campaign may spark the largest humanitarian crisis in...
The director of the FBI, James Comey, testified before the Congress and said when this happens, what you're seeing happen right now, there's going to be a scattering of these people with this mindset, this jihadist mindset, across the world. As a matter of fact, let's go to right now and look at that broadcast from C-SPAN where he's testifying before us, before Congress, and he's saying there's going to be a great diaspora. That word means scattering of all these jihadists. So it's literally as they're pushing in Mosul, they'll push them up to Syria, and then they'll begin to scatter throughout the world. Something the world has never seen. Let's see what him say that. Take a look.
The third element of the threat is one we cannot take our eye off of, and I assure you the people at this table and the people we work with have not taken their eye off of. The so-called caliphate will be crushed. The challenge will be through the fingers of that crush are going to come hundreds of very, very dangerous people. They will not all die on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq. There will be a terrorist diaspora sometime in the next 2 to 5 years like we've never seen before. We must prepare ourselves and our allies, especially in Western Europe, to confront that threat, because when ISIL is reduced to an insurgency and those killers flow out, they will try to come to Western Europe and try to come here to kill innocent people. We have to keep our eye on it and be ready for it.
It's such a word that we don't use every single day. When you look at the definition, he says in the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a great diaspora. Look at the definition of that word. It's the spread or dissemination of something originally confined to a local homogenous group. So we're looking at what's right there in the Middle Eastern, Northern Iraq, Eastern Syria area is about to scatter over the face of the earth. This is going to be like scattering cockroaches. And the head of the FBI says, right there in front of Congress, he just made that report of saying that it's going to be in the next 2 to 5 years, the greatest dispersion of those people with those mindset across the globe. You know, what are we doing? When we get back from this break, we're going to talk very specifically about the prophetic times and what are the words being said right now, because God has let us know. He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that he doesn't do anything or allow anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first. And so we're going to begin to share more prophetic words about the season that we're in. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have so many things we want to be able to cover, you know, Steve, and we had two previous programs that we talked about, you know, the prophetic words and this great coming billion soul harvest, but how it's going to begin in Russia, how Russia is going to move to a higher place in their mindsets, and how they're going to be a stable nation, a stabilizing nation, just wild things you wouldn't think about. But first, bad things are going to happen first, and we talked about that in previous programs, but now, you know, we're going to talk a little bit further. First, I want to remind you of Bob Jones, the prophetic encounter he had when God told him there's going to be a billion soul harvest. So you're seeing all these things take place, and we just talked about what's happening in Iraq and how there's going to be a scattering of these minded, like-minded folks that have radical jihadism on their mind, which is basically, you know, smite the neck, cut the head off of the unbeliever, put them in servitude or tax them. And so you're seeing, you know, this tension is going to rise in the earth. But simultaneously, what's going to happen is the greatest harvest of souls you've ever seen before in your life. Let's go to Bob Jones, what the Lord showed him here.
The Lord had given me some prophecies. And I began to bring them. And I was told by an evil spirit, if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98% that was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back, because I'm going to bring a billion souls into myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls.
So I want to encourage you. We talked more about Bob Jones in a previous program. You can watch and find out more about him. But this is lining up. There's so many words that are lining up. And what you do is you hear the fullness of what God is saying and what we're hearing ourselves. We're going to be sharing that as well. And we shared specifically about Russia in our last program, our prophetic program that we talked about. And I also began to share about what the Lord showed me on July 26, 2015, that America would be infiltrated. There'll be an infiltration of America from other nations. I mean, look, it's taking place. They'll bring their gods and their ways, and we're seeing that take place as well. But also the fact that most people would just be, you know, celebrate the fact that, hey, we got more workers or more whatever, and you're seeing that happen as well. And that Russia, Germany, and Mexico would be a part of that. And we're seeing that take place right now. It's amazing how much, you know, an op-ed was written by President Putin when the Boston Marathon bombing took place. He took an entire page out and basically, you know, was saying that he had informed our government that this was going to happen beforehand, and we didn't do anything about it. Makes you wonder. And so that's one of the prophetic words that God has given. Also, one was given to Brett Holderbaum in Miami. And he was in Miami doing business for his company. And while he was there, you know, God gave him this prophetic dream and this prophetic dream that he showed him. Remember, we also talked to you about why is our president, President Barack Obama, so focused on Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of Florida? Why is he embracing a communist nation? And why is reportedly or allegedly that Russia is setting up bases again, which is 90 miles off the coast in Cuba? What's going on here? And then this is what the Lord reveals to Brett Holderbaum on April the 12th, 2016, while he's in Miami. He has this dream. And this prophetic dream was, I was in Miami. He was downtown around a bunch of the buildings, if you know the buildings that are downtown of Miami. Aircraft started flying in between the buildings, and they were weaving in and out of the buildings. And there was like several hundred of them. And as I was looking at this aircraft, I saw that they were Russian. They had Russian and Cuban markings. I mean, look at that. I mean, it's just so hard for us to believe. I mean, that's what Israel said. You know, who are they to come against such a great nation? But we're watching, you know, the prophetic warning that we've given over and over again was, you know, God says, I'm preparing a storm. You know, the watchman gets on the wall and he tells you or she tells you, hey, prepare yourself. If you repent, the storm will stop. But if you don't repent, the storm is still going to come. And we've been a watchman. A lot of others have been watchmen as well. And some people are not even talking about the storm. They're talking about revival. And it's like, but we got to repent, you know, to be able to have that aspect of it. And then one more prophetic dream I want to share before I get to the one that the Lord laid on my heart specifically. This was given to a particular man in January the 7th, 2015, in I know his life. And he saw what lines up with what we're seeing in America right now. He saw people that are pushing this Islamic State and communism and that type of thing, that they're infiltrating our nation, basically, how the Lord was showing me. But they're doing that through different groups, and they're utilizing our pains and our history and things that we did wrong and should have done right. And they're behind, even when you look at the pain that took place in our nation about slavery and there's the civil rights and all these different things that are legitimate issues that needed to be resolved, and they were resolved at the cross and ever how the Lord thinks they need to be resolved. But somebody's coming in there and using that pain and actually fueling a issues in our nation. But it's not our citizens. It's not the heart of our citizens. It is not the African-American citizen that's actually fueling that. It's somebody outside fueling that and making it look like that's what it is. But that's not what it really is. If you really look at the leaders, I mean, they're not even African American, the ones that are doing the things that are doing, but they're being, you know, and the thing about it, the thing that disturbs me about this is that there's legitimate issues, there's legitimate pain, there's things that need to be dealt with there. God has shown me very specifically a lot of different things and how the injustice has taken place, but that's being taken advantage of by people who want to harm our country. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, not to divide yourself from our citizens of America, no matter what race they are, and realize we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all of us, and it's e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. They're trying to make us, though we're one, we're many. It's the opposite of that, and that's what's written on your money. It's what we're all about. So you can have more empathy for what's going on when somebody's just fueling and trying to instigate, you know, problems that are going on. So here's what happened. This is a dream. The prophetic dream the Lord gave me December the 6th, 2013, and I shared it on VFN radio, television on December the 11th, 2013. And I didn't want to share it because, you know, at that time, the church was, it was real difficult for the church to believe that anything physically could ever physically
just
happen.
Just
it's all spiritually.
Just spiritual.
Even though you're serving physical consequences for things, they just didn't believe it. And so I came on the air and I just basically, you know, said, you know, here it goes. I'm going to share what the Lord laid on my heart. And as soon as I begin to share, it's a physical battle. It's going to be a physical battle. The county that the studio was in at that time got hit from the southernmost portion border almost to the northern parts of the border of that county. It was a power outage. There was fiber optics meltdown. Mm-hmm. But it happened as soon as that word was loose. As a matter of fact, you can hear me. You're about to hear me on the air. Where everything goes dark, but we have generators and all that stuff at the studios where we're able to stay on the air. But everything was dark, and so I'm asking questions like, do you hear? Do you hear? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, let's go back to that day. This is December the 11th, 2013, when I'm loosing this prophetic word, like it's going to be a physical battle. Take a look.
But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen.
So you're looking at, as soon as I began to loose that word, and it was a powerful word, I'm going to tell it to you after this break, but understand, God confirmed that it's going to be a physical battle. As soon as I said it, a power outage went down. If anybody knows the Gulf Coast region from the Perdido area up all the way through the northern parts of the county, fiber optics, the internet went out all over the place. It just happened just instantly. We have documentation of those things taking place. And God's going, you know, it's going to be physical. And listen, this is 2013. We could have listened. We could have responded. We could have stopped it. But we want to talk about this physical battle when we come back from the break, what the Lord showed me. But first, I have this offer for you.
This is VFN TV. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
$50 I Guy.
Can religion be forced on members of the military? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm an atheist. I'm also a Vietnam veteran. I received a Purple Heart in Vietnam. I do not think that I should be required to attest to the existence of a deity in order to reaffirm my loyalty to the United States.
Well, first, let me say we appreciate your service to the United States of America. And part of our freedoms in this country is the freedom to believe in your religious faith of your choice or to not believe in your religious faith at all. That's part of freedom. And no one's saying that there's a patriotic litmus test that you have to believe a certain way in order to be a patriot. In fact, in this great country of ours, you can believe in what you want to believe in or not believe in anything at all, and you still have the right to be protected under the Constitution. We support that. And again, as we said, we appreciate your service to America and your valor and dedication to freedom, and that's what freedom really means.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Shea Hope is a leadership coach in Atlanta, Georgia, and the word today is recruiting. People often ask me, John, how do I develop leaders? How do I develop successful people? How do I equip them to be successful? And I always say that all is well that's beginning well. And what you want to do is if you want to develop a great leader, recruit a potential great leader. In other words, in your company, in my company, there are eights and nines that are either coming in or they're going out. And if twos and threes are coming in and eights and nines are going out, well, we're in trouble. But if eights and nines are coming in and twos and threes are going out, oh, happy day, touchdown. So recruitment is the first step in equipping. The better you recruit, the better potential for them to be successful, the more easily it is for you to equip them, the more successful they will become. So all is well that begins well. If you recruit well, you increase the odds of equipping well.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about prophecy, some prophetic dreams and visions that the Lord has released to us, and about a physical battle taking place on the soil of America. I'm going to share what the Lord shared with me. What you heard right before the break was the power, as soon as the word was released, it's going to be a physical battle. It's going to be a physical battle. And you heard me talking about, are the lights on? Is the power on?
And everything.
It was dark. It was dark in the studio, but we were still broadcasting. And that documents exactly when the power outage took place in a whole swap of a particular county that we're in. And fiber optics. It was just amazing, instant confirmation of what's going on, and we've seen it again and again. But this is what the Lord showed me, and what will confirm it too as well is what you just heard from Brett Holderbaum's word down in Miami, but also Rick Joyner. He's seen some of the specific things on the land of America, and we'll have Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, the prophetic dream God gave him. We need to prepare ourselves, understanding that, you know, most nations do face physical things. We've just been a blessed nation, and some difficult times are coming. So this is what it was. In this particular dream, the Lord showed me that there was a unity meeting taking place, and it was a real wonderful meeting of ministers that were, you know, just brotherly and loving and kind, that type of thing. And it was in the city of a county of Escambia County, but Pensacola, which you'd probably call it. And as we were gathering, we started hearing a big explosion take place. This is in a dream, prophetic dream. And so I turned and looked over the tree line, which is a great distance from where I was, towards the Naval Air Station, NAS Pensacola, Florida, which is where most people that have been trained in any flight school, the cradle of aviation, naval aviation. And I could see from a distance, this big spray. I don't know if you got even a picture or what that would look like. But yeah, it's just like you're seeing right here. But I didn't see any city I saw coming over the tree lines. But it was almost like a plane was dropping something and it would hit and then the spray would come up and then the plane would move a little bit further and drop another one. So there was like boom, boom, boom. And there's this progression of just, you know, some sort of attack on the, whether it's physical attack on the NAS Naval Aviation Station of Pensacola, or whether it's on the Navy or the, you know, on our military defense. You know, some of the words that John Paul Jackson got was, "Where's our Navy?" Mm-hmm. Some others that they've seen is kind of similar areas. So anyway, I saw that, and immediately I just get in my truck and I'm going to head that way to find out if I can help. But as I'm going there, I'm realizing I got to get back to the church. I got to get back to warn the people that God's entrusted to me to make sure they're prepared. Listen, if you have not been prepared yet, there's people who want to do us harm. We talked about Dimitri Dudeman, what the angel of America has said to him, and what's taking place and what we see happening. And we need to be prepared for it. Not to scare you. The scared is when you don't know what's happening and then it happens. Being prepared for it's wisdom. A prudent man sees trouble, prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. That's a stupid person. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. Well, we have a talk for you right now. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, it's called Prudent Preparation. When you sign up, go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for the Torch newsletter, and you immediately get it as a gift. But we want you to be prepared for what's about to happen in the world and definitely in America. And so I saw a physical attack taking place. God confirmed it. You heard yourself when I was on the air, and it was live when I'm sitting here saying, it's going to be a physical attack. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear it one more time. And get this, understand, I'm about to lose this word, and I didn't really want to lose it, but I had to lose it because God told me I want you to tell some things that I told. And so I just want us to do what, you know, be obedient to God, and I begin to lose it. And listen what happens. And as soon as I lose that physical attack that I just told you about, the dream that God showed me, the attack on the naval aviation base, watch what happens.
But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen.
Instantly, as soon as I said that the second time, that's when the county that I was in got hit. The power went out. The fiber optics went out. And it was dark in the studio, but we were still on the air. And we just kept going. You're sort of thinking,
this is it.
This is going to be it.
But we're getting...
If I'm about to see the Lord, I want to keep talking. And so it was amazing how God confirmed that word, and we documented that. We have that documented so you can see it on the front page of the Pensacola News Journal and the different things that took place. You know, we got to listen. God is speaking. If you haven't yet went to easy12.org, I mean, it's a confirmation of God speak. God does speak.
Yes, he does.
He warns us. He does not want bad things to happen to us. We have to intentionally walk into the fire. You know, we have to not listen and walk into that's what we're doing at this point. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear what God told Rick Joyner in a dream as he reports the Lord revealed this to him. And it's in America. It's a physical battle. It's worse what he saw than ISIS. He said he couldn't even imagine a demon treating someone this way. This is how bad it was. And he's had a lot of different encounters with God. And also, said literally the bowels of hell was just loosed on America, but something takes place to bring sanity back to America. So there's hope. This whole thing, you know, it very well could be that. Well, you hear the world saying things like purge, 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 and you hear them doing media like that. The governor of Baltimore said you got to give them a time to purge. Yeah. And the world begins to say things like that. But you know what? God purges too. Mm-hmm. God purges the land of sin. And sometimes things happen like this. But this is very dramatic. He wouldn't have shared it like he shared it at the time that he shared it, lest the fear of God was on him as well. And it's not for the believer to be fearful. Listen, what do you believe? What you believe is that Jesus Christ died for you, forgave you, forgave your sins, and you have eternal life with him. So no matter how long your life here is on earth, it's eternal with him. Our concern is, have we been faithful to him? Have we told anybody about him? And we'll have a dream called the two-minute warning that God gave one particular young lady named Casey. She didn't tell anybody. She didn't tell anybody. And she told one person. And the train is taking off. But first, we're going to go right to this break and come back, and we're going to hear firsthand Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, author of Final Quest and The Call and
Torch and the Sword,
and Harvest. Very wise man, learned of the Lord, and just powerful word. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing.